WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. Good afternoon, I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has changed his tune on who will need to pay off the remaining debt from the Soldier Field renovation 23 years ago. About $500 million remain, and back in September, Pritzker said the Bears must foot the bill.
We need the Bears to pay off what's owed on the existing stadium. So that's going to be a really important feature of whatever happens going forward.
But today, the governor seemed to backtrack.
The Bears don't owe that. That is a decision that government leaders made years ago to borrow that money to create the Bears stadium.
Governor Pritzker also says that responsibility should not fall on the city of Chicago or the state. A bill was introduced yesterday in the Indiana State Senate to establish the necessary funding for constructing a new Bears stadium. Senate Bill 27 would establish the Northwest Indiana Stadium Authority for the purpose of acquiring and financing facilities. This comes after negotiations for a new stadium stalled between the Bears organization and Arlington Heights. Senate Bill 27 now goes to the Indiana Senate Committee on Appropriations. Former Vice President Kamala Harris spoke at the 40th annual Interfaith Breakfast in Chicago today, and my colleague Summer Van Benton was there.
Chicagoans gathered to honor Martin Luther King Jr. and hear from Harris. She says she visited the site of King's assassination yesterday.
I thought about what Dr. King would see if he looked at America now.
The room reflected, releasing a collective
And I do believe he would see that people today are sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Author Jacqueline Jackson and Reverend David Black were honored for their activism. Summer Van Benton, WBEZ News.
Divisions emerged over Gaza in the race for Illinois' 9th congressional district. My colleague Alex Degman reports West Ridge Community Action hosted 6 Democratic candidates last night from the field of more than a dozen at a forum. State Senator Laura Fine believes in a two-state solution but thinks the U.S. should help its ally of 80 years.
I've stood on the borders and I've seen the threats coming from the other side.
Influencer Kat Abu Ghazaleh thinks money spent on the war should stay here, and Palestinian statehood is a requirement.
We're not going to reach any solution unless both parties are able to negotiate as equal partners.
Meantime, Skokie School Board member Bushra Amiwala, former FBI Special Agent Phil Andrew, State Senator Mike Simmons, and Evanston Mayor Daniel Biss also attended. The primary is March 17th. You're listening to The Rundown. So the Chicago Bears are entering the second round of the playoffs. Fans are not leaving anything to chance. My colleague Summer Van Benton went to last weekend's matchup against the Packers to ask people about the superstitions and game day rituals on which they rely.
Many Chicago Bears fans went into last Saturday's wild card playoff game knowing their team would win. They had trust in head coach Ben Johnson and in the Iceman himself, quarterback Caleb Williams. Fans also had faith in their game day rituals. Before the game began, I stopped by a snowy tailgate at Soldier Field. Grills were fired up, drinks were flowing. Some fans went ahead and started practicing their chants.
Bear down, Chicago Bears, let us fight.
Tailgaters were dressed down in Bears blue and orange. For some fans like Brett Murphy, wearing his own blue and orange uniform is key to the team's success each week.
I wear my orange Bears underwear. I wear the same shirt that has holes in it that I've worn all season. And I wear my orange Nike Bears shoes with the little Bears logo on them.
30 minutes before each game, Phantom Ulrich and his brother make a toast with their vodka Red Bulls.
Toasted to my dad, who died, who passed suddenly 4 years ago.
Their father, Butch, was a season ticket holder.
My brother and I have his tickets, so every time we come, it's for Butch.
Jimmy Pajauskas says his family starts every game with a mandatory tailgate. The second part of their ritual happens inside the stadium.
We have like 7 seats, so then my dad and me and then my uncles, same seats because we're season ticket holders, and then we have to sit in the same orders.
Kickoff was slowly approaching, so the pack of tailgaters headed into Soldier Field. The game started. Halftime rolled around. And by the start of the fourth quarter, the Bears were down 21-6. For fans who rely on rituals and prayed to the football gods, they may have experienced a crisis of faith. But then the Bears came back.
We won! Yeah! Yeah, Bears!
For diehard fans like Orlando Thomas, the realization set in that this is their first playoff win in 15 years.
We back. We back. We back. We back. We back. Iceman came through, man.
You're probably wondering what Thomas's ritual is.
I eat an omelet and I eat an acai bowl. And that's how I prepare for the game.
So I guess Thomas and other fans who kept their faith will continue their game day rituals for at least one more weekend. Summer Van Benton, WBEZ News.
Weather forecast, windy, some snow on and off throughout the day and night, a high in the mid-30s. And then for tonight, cloudy, a few snow showers before midnight and a low in the mid-teens. And the weekend partly sunny and 20 degrees on Saturday, 22 on Sunday with snow on and off. The Rundown is taking Monday off. We're going to be back on Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening.